box on a small card table outside the clinical laboratory. This system, like so many others in medicine, was wildly error-prone. Moreover, all the things you'd want your physician to be able to do with laboratory results, trend them over time, communicate them to other doctors, patients, or families, be reminded to adjust doses of relevant medications, were pipe dreams. On our Maslow's hierarchy of needs, just finding the right test result for the right patient was a small, sweet triumph. We didn't dare hope for more. For those of us whose formative years were spent rummaging through shoeboxes, how could we help but greet healthcare's reluctant, subsidized entry into the computer age with unalloyed enthusiasm? Yet once we clinicians started using computers to actually deliver care, it dawned on us that something was deeply wrong. Why were doctors no longer making eye contact with their patients? How could one of America's leading hospitals, my own, give a teenager a 39-fold overdose of a common antibiotic, despite, scratch that, because of, a state-of-the-art computerized prescribing system? How could a recruiting ad for physicians tout the absence of an electronic medical record as a major selling point? Logically, we pinned the problems on clunky software, flawed implementations, muscle-bound regulations, and bad karma. It was all of those things.